Is the Pac-12 overstating their position when it comes to the future of their potential TV rights deal? And also, the Big 12 is approaching a data rights deal. So big news there. We'll hit both. Some big stuff coming up on today's show.
You are Locked On Big 12, your daily podcast on the Big 12 Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 podcast. Today it is the 21st of March, 2023. Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at LO Big 12. You guys can find me at Josh Neighbors _. You guys can get the show here on YouTube and wherever else you get your podcasts. So if you're driving, you can't watch, you all can still listen to the show that way. Please subscribe. Our goal is 3,700 subs by the end of the month. We're about 50 away. So if you all could subscribe, it would mean a lot. I mentioned this coming up on the show today. So let's talk about media rights. Let's talk about Big 12 data deal. But also, what you guys know, we'll have some more coverage of the NCAA tournament coming up later on this week. All right, so let's talk about this right now. So we had the media blitz from the Pac-12 last week, right? We had athletic directors, we had presidents out there making statements from Arizona, Arizona State. We had Utah, their AD making some comments on Twitter and also publicly as well. I saw an interview yesterday, really trying to give the appearance of unity and being together and trying to collectively work their way towards a television deal. Now, we picked that apart last week. You guys go watch that, and not picked it apart, but I thought it was overall positive for the Pac-12 to show that they are at this point in time pretty committed. But obviously, I think Arizona's president put it the best, basically saying, look, the onus is on George Kliavkov to present us with a deal that makes sense, that is competitive. And he really did not shut the door at all on potentially leaving. I thought the Dennis Dodd interview especially was very illuminating when it came to that kind of idea. And then this week, we have Andrew Marchand, who in his, I believe his newsletter, he put this out. But Andrew Marchand, who covers sports media, who has been on this podcast, who does make the rounds, said that ESPN and the Pac-12 are not close to a TV deal. He said that is the latest that he has heard. And right now we know the Big 12 figure is 31.7 a year. That is really the goal for them. That is where they want to get to, or at least just if you were to match that's where you want to get to. But his words were not close. And Marchand, once again, we think that he knows his stuff. I mean, he's been on this show. He always, you know, he's kind of has a good gauge of this, but that's what he said. You know, he basically kind of highlighted a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about for a long time. But here's the quote. The Pac-12 could turn back to ESPN ABC, but the deal that was once on the table, the same $31 million per year per team that the Big 12 got, is no longer there. If the Pac-12 returns to ESPN, it will likely mean it was willing to take less money in exchange for exposure. At this point, a deal with ESPN is not close. That is what he said. A couple things on this, guys. So last week, I talked about there being trade-offs. I mentioned this. I was pretty steadfast in this. I said, unless I'm missing something, there is going to be a trade-off. You might get the same amount of money that you thought you were going to get, and you know, as the Big 12, but you might have to go to an Amazon, to an Apple TV, somewhere like that. Then the other part of this is, well, you might get the visibility that you want, but you're going to take less money because, I mean, like Andrew Marchand said, it did not sound like the same kind of deal was available, you know, moving forward for these schools. So there is that part of this. And I really don't think there was a situation where you'd say visibility is here and the money is here. That is not how it felt like it was playing out. Well, Andrew is spelling the same concept out right here. And so I thought it was interesting because I saw that John Wilner had a piece. And really, the thesis of John Wilner's latest piece is this, is that either the Pac-12 is closing in on a new television deal, or George Kliavkov has badly kind of misread the situation. He's what he said. Either Kliavkov has a firm grasp for the bids and the schools will sign, echoing what the presidents have hinted, or he has completely and epically misread the situation. Now, I think what's interesting here is there was a lot of confidence in the Pac-12 could get the same amount of money or even more than the Big 12 got before. But I think their kind of persistence, maybe go in multiple directions and get as much money as possible, kind of led them to not realizing that they are not as desired as they think they are. And I'll say this about what happened last week. It was, once again, good for the Pac-12 to have their presidents out in public talking positively about wanting to stay together. You know why? Because I think that is true. I think Arizona is not out there saying, you know, we want to stay together. We'd like to do that. And all the presidents out there saying that if that's not the case. And that's the whole desire of everybody. Everybody wants to remain kind of sort of where they are, right? Oklahoma, you know, the Pac-12 would love to have USC and UCLA back. The Big 12 would love to have Oklahoma and Texas back. We'd all love that. We'd all love for the sport to maintain the conferences and the regionality and the rivalries that make it as, you know, as special as it is. And as we, you know, used to think of it as, I guess, is one way to put this. The problem is that that is no longer the sport that we live in. It is no longer the world that we live in, at least when it comes to football. Basketball, I think maybe there's a separation of football and basketball, because basketball is still a pretty big business. And so I think that maybe whatever happens in football might not, like football going in all the different football, it's like, what's his face from Red Zone? Football going in all the different directions does, like, it makes the most sense for football. But when we talk about basketball and also an expanded tournament field, think about the schools that play basketball that are good, that are big brand schools that are still valuable, like Gonzaga, right? Like Marquette, basically the entire Big East, right? And let's just say St. John's kicks it into gear, you know? Think about like those schools. There are schools out there that just play basketball, that are better basketball schools, that kind of make sense to be a part of the basketball fabric, that don't have football or don't play football at a very high level. So that's important to note. That's why I think the potential future of college basketball is kind of in flux and up in the air right now. But the future of football that we live in right now, or I guess the present, the changing present, whatever you want to call it, is that, you know, regionality does not matter. Money is what matters. And obviously, like most businesses, it's separation. It's all that stuff. The future is very cloudy in that regard. And we all wish it wasn't that way, but that's the way it works, right? I know a lot of you out there are saying, man, NIL has ruined things. You know, transfer portals ruined things. Guys, it's just the modern era. Things evolve, right? This is a business just like anything else. Player freedom is more valued than it has before. Players as entities, as money-making enterprises, or as, you know, guys with the ability to get paid to do stuff, mean more, right? Bryce Young means a lot to Dr. Pepper, obviously. I mean, he's in those big commercials. They play a lot of them a lot of the time, right? It's a pretty big star, pretty big name to have. It's great visibility, all those things. More players will be like that in the future. And so that is what the sport has changed. And at some point in time, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, Colorado, the rest of the Pac-12 members are all going to have to face that. And they're doing it a little bit too late. They for once again, for a conference that claims to be full of progressives, this is somebody who is I'll label myself as more progressive thinker, as progressive as they are, they did not see the future coming at all. They said no to Big 12 schools and they had a chance to add some really good brands. They did not jump at the opportunity to get a TV deal. And I think even that after the Big 12 TV deal, I thought their TV deal could be more. I thought they could get more money. Well, they've screwed up and they are now being backed into a corner. And as I mentioned, I thought last week was an overall positive for them. But guys, think about it this way too. If you had something good of a if you were closing in on a TV deal, why are these presidents out here talking about the TV deal? If you're in the number range that you want to get, why are you out here telling me that you're in the number range that you want to get? Wouldn't we just wait a week and a half or 2 weeks? Back channel wise, if you're Arizona, think about it like this. If the Big 12 is back channeling to you and you know you got a pretty good offer and say, hey, look, unless you can beat like $36 million a year, I'm sorry, Brett, we don't have much to talk about here, right? You know, that's kind of where we are right now. That's not the conversation that sounds like it is happening, publicly. Like it might be happening, you know, behind the scenes, but that conversation, I don't think it's going like that. I don't think the conversation is you have to beat this number, because it does not sound like they have the number. Sending out those presidents and ADs and everybody in a coordinated effort shows unity, but it also shows that you're not there yet, because if you were there yet, you wouldn't have released that statement that you had a couple weeks ago where all the presidents were saying we're confident in the deal that we're going to get. And you wouldn't have people out here now talking about it, because guess what? You'd be having a deal sometime soon. Why are you telling me about the deal that's about to happen? Show me the deal. You're, you know, like, oh, you know, people like to brag about, hey, I don't want to tell, you know, don't tell anybody, but hey, this move is going to happen. You know, that happens all the time. Sure. But that's not what this is. This is not, you know, you bump into a friend, be like, hey, I'm getting that big promotion. Don't tell anybody yet, but I'm replacing Chris up, you know, as a sales, you know, manager. Hey, I'm replacing Craig as the GM. That's not what this is. You know, you're not, hey, we have a better deal. We have a better deal, actually. We have a deal on par with the Big 12. Just watch. It's coming, guys. That's not what you're doing here. You're out here saying we're together and we're confident about, you know, we've seen the numbers and we're pretty good. We think we're going to get in the same range, or, hey, we're here and even more. That's not the case, unless Apple TV and Amazon are prepared to go in there. And once again, we saw other reporting that was contrary to that. I think it was, once again, Sports Business Journal saying that Amazon was playing the kind of hardball that made them the giant that they are. Guys, Amazon has not become a machine because they hand out the Pac-12 schools, you know, they give a 66% share of their rights to Amazon, and Amazon pays them $35 million per school. That is not what made Amazon great. A lot of the stuff that Amazon has done actually is kind of crappy. It's very crappy the way they treat their employees. Now, is it savvy, if you will? Is it cost cutting and saving money and whatnot? Yeah, you know, making people get back to work in the warehouses. Yeah, but they're not handing out here a big contract. And so this is now us, days after this has happened, reassessing what's going on and saying, well, okay, you all are out here talking to me, but where is the proof? Where is the evidence? I'm not saying there's not an offer on the table. I'm sure it is. But if the offer was good enough, why haven't you accepted it? You know, maybe some schools have. Maybe the ones that matter, Oregon and Washington, haven't, right? They're a huge part of this. And also, once again, Arizona's president last week basically left the door open to be like, we're going to have to see the numbers. Folks around Arizona seemingly want them to go to the Big 12 because they feel like they're a pretty natural fit. ASU's president last week, guys, said we're confident in the offer that we're going to get. The numbers that we're going to get basically was the gist of his quote, implying that they had not had the offer yet. You know, it might be coming, but the offer. And so that's what I'm saying, is the offer that they think is coming is not on the table. Who is coming in to offer them more money right now? Andrew Marchand says the deal is not close. So if the deal is not close, and we know all the players involved, Apple TV, Amazon, ESPN, Fox, it sounds like, is out. We know CBS and Turner are out. Then what are we talking about here? Unless somebody comes in, an angel investor, and saves the day, and I know Josh Pate has I actually think Josh Pate is right. He goes, you can own an entire conference. You can own an entire league. And I agree, there is value in that. If somebody wants to pay the piper and pay it all, they could own the league. It might cost them a little bit extra, but they could own the league. But nobody sees that value right now. Nobody. Nobody thinks that's worthwhile. And look, like, I'm not saying it's not. You know, I know I've been saying, hey, this is difficult. But like, if there is some company out there that desperately wants to get into live sports and is like, you know what? We're going to overpay to do a great job of putting on Pac-12 football games. We will get good crews. We will get good, you know, and it's one of those situations where I liken it to All Elite Wrestling is a wrestling company that the Cons and the Jaguars got, and they really pumped a lot of money. It's like any company, right? Pump a lot of money into it to show that, you know, you can do it and you'll make more money in the back end. This is more like you're paying for something in the sports realm. You might overpay for it, but just to show everybody, hey, if you put our product on your channel, we will do a good job. We'll pay you a fair price, and we can do it at a high level, and people will come and watch. Maybe that's how people feel about baseball on Apple TV Plus. Maybe that's how folks are going to feel about MLS on Apple TV Plus. Maybe. But right now, it doesn't seem like anybody is interested in making that offer. Nobody is interested in going and owning the conference. And so that is why we have ended up right, you know, back to kind of square one. That's why, you know, and look, I don't think I think Georgi Klyavkov now has a great handle on what's happening, and I don't think he likes what he's seeing. And he's got a lot to balance, guys. Think about it like this. You've got four schools, or at least Arizona. And if Arizona leaves, guys, it feels like more schools will leave, right? That just kind of makes sense. Like, if Arizona leaves and gets the same money, you know, I think it makes a lot of sense. Other schools would leave. And also, there's more down the line that you could get if the Pac-12 is not around, there's less competition next time. And then you've got Oregon and Washington who, I mean, those schools are on a different plane than everybody else. Like, Nike college football is Oregon. Washington is in Seattle. That is like the biggest market that we are talking about here. And I know the Bay Area is around. Guys, nobody gives a flying you-know-what about football at those Bay Area schools. They just don't care. I was born there. I've spent time there. I know people there. The band is on the field is a great moment. I saw Jeff Goodman today saying, what is taking Cal so long? Make Mark Fox the godfather offer Randy Bennett at St. Mary's a godfather offer to do it. They just don't care. They do not care about athletics that much at Stanford and Cal compared to other places. And so they're in a great market. They don't care. They care about the Warriors. They care about the 49ers. They care about the Raiders. Still care about the Raiders. The Raiders and the San Francisco Giants in those places. That's what they care about. They do not care about Stanford and Cal, it feels like to me. Never got that sense while I was out there. Have not gotten that sense since, you know, since DeSean Jackson, I guess, for Cal. And since there were some Toby Gerhardt great days, I guess, Bryce Love great days, Christian McCaffrey great days. Stanford had some good runs, but like the fans are pretty apathetic. I've seen some of those pictures from those stadiums. And so they don't care. And so you have to battle. I mean, really, who do you care about? If you're the Pac-12, we want to stay together as number one, but you have to appease six schools. Arizona, Utah, Arizona State, and Colorado are the four corner schools we talked about. And then also, guys, we've talked about, Oregon, Washington, but like, doesn't it feel pretty solid that they're going to leave? Because even if the Big 12 and the Pac-12 made them 120, let's just say the Big 12 made them 120% TV partners, that's still not going to be as much money as they could make in the Big 10. And the Big 10 said, we'll give you half. If the Big 10 went halvesies with them, guys, that would still be more money, basically $40 million a year. Let's just say they gave them $50 million a year in TV revenue. That is still more money than the Big 12 is getting. The Big 12 schools and Pac-12 schools. So, and those are valuable brands. And I think for a smaller price, they would be. And then eventually, you know, like, that does that make them as competitive as Ohio State and as Michigan? No, but at least keeps them in the ballpark, and they might have enough, they might have enough donations to keep them in the ballpark, and then they'll get a full share the next time around. But staying in the Pac-12 does not get them in that ballpark, and if they want to seriously compete, which I think we know that they do, it's going to be very, very challenging for them to get a sum, in my opinion, pretty close to what they want to get. So that kind of that situation for them is it's a lot to manage for George Klyavkov. And I don't envy him, but, I got a message about golf clubs came in the mail, great stuff. But I think he overplayed his position. I think he overplayed his position for sure in the beginning, and now is dealing with a mess in the back end, and it's not looking very good. All right, quick break, and then we'll hit on some new news that we got on a data deal for the Big 12. First, though, our friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook are America's number one sportsbook. If you want to wager on the NCAA tournament, there is one place that you all should do it. That is FanDuel and the FanDuel Sportsbook. You go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. You all can make every moment matter more. FanDuel has got the parlays. They've got the money lines. They've got spreads. Everything you all want. FanDuel.com/lockedon gets you all a deal where you guys can get first deposit back. If you all make a wager and it doesn't come through for you, once again, you guys can go do that at BetOnline at FanDuel.com/lockedon. The best interface in the game, FanDuel, make every moment matter more. All right, dial in here, lock in here, Josh. Sorry, folks, I had a lot going on here. The last thing we're going to talk about. So this comes from the Sports Business Journal, another one of my favorite publications. And this is from Michael Smith over there, who I've read before. Big 12 closes in on data rights deal. The Big 12 Conference is finalizing its first revenue-producing data deal and statistics partnership, industry sources say. A decision on a data partner is expected in the coming 2 to 3 weeks, and it will require approval by the Big 12 board. Given the conference's deep relationship with Endeavor, which has advised the Big 12 on many issues, including media rights. Sources say IMG Arena is the front runner for the data rights deal. IMG Arena, which is owned by Endeavor, serves as a data distribution partner for pro leagues like the MLS and the PGA Tour. And then Michael basically goes on to say, guys, the big key here is, and this will be revenue producing, but if you want to make it more revenue producing, distribution of statistics to betting websites. Other conferences distribute their stats. Other conferences do this. The Mid-American Conference is with Genius Sports, and the Pac-12 is with Tempest Ex Machina to do this, but neither of them distribute to betting sites. I'm not sure what the fee is for that, but if we're talking about ways to make more money, boy, I'm all for it. I am all for distribution of data to betting websites like FanDuel, like the other big one we'll not mention on here. I mentioned BetOnline, our old partners, our old friends, like those places to maximize your value. That is what it will do if you guys do that. Once again, folks, this is a great idea. Give me sponsors on jerseys. Guys, I know, hey, look, I don't want my Kansas State jersey or Texas Tech jersey to be messed up. Guys, do we want more money? Do we want nicer things for our athletes? Do we want to have more, get better recruits because of our spaces and our stuff being nicer? Yes, sponsors on jerseys required. I guarantee you it will up. So that's good. And sponsors on courts too, which would be really good. But this is a great step. This is a great step. This is hipper. It's younger. It's cooler. It's getting involved with, and once again, I think Endeavor's done a great job at the Big 12. You know, is the song amazing? No, but it's kind of, it's kind of the repetition of it. Is having Shaq there great? Yeah, it's fun and exciting. The Big 12 basketball tournament, all of this stuff. The Big 12 is making a pretty clear conscious effort right now, so I love it. All right, that will do it for today's show. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at LO Big 12. You guys can find me at @JoshNeighbors_. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. And until next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.